They call it the May Day Super PAC. That's May Day, not as in the holiday, but as in the distress call. The emergency is the state of politics in this country, where the Supreme Court says money is speech, and therefore elections are dominated by the loudest voices. Enter May Day Super PAC, which intends to raise ungodly sums of money to elect legislators who will reform the system altogether. Last weekend, just in time for the Independence Day deadline, 50,000 Americans brought May Day to its initial fundraising goal of $5 million, a sum matched dollar for dollar by, yes, big political donors. The founder of May Day is Harvard Law School professor Lawrence Lessig, who says the final hours were touch and go because the American public doesn't necessarily obsess about the corrupting influence of money in politics.
Voters don't care about campaign finance. They never have cared about campaign finance. They didn't care about McCain-Feingold. They don't care about super PACs.
People do not care about campaign finance reform. It is not a voting issue.
You've seen those polls, and they're not riled up about it.
But at least 50,000 people were sufficiently riled up to put May Day PAC over the top, ponying up half the goal in the last 48 hours before the deadline. So now that he has the war chest, how to use big money to fight big money? Lawrence Lessig joins me now. Larry, welcome back to On the Media.
Great to be here.
Gotta begin with the obvious irony. Money buys elections. The law permits it. You want to change the laws. You need to elect friendly members of Congress. So use money to buy elections. What is wrong with that picture?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong because, you know, what we're doing is using an imperfect system to get a more perfect system. Just like, you know, there was a time when only men could vote. Then women pushed men to change that unjust system to make it so men and women could vote both. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to use the system we've got to make a system that people have a reason to believe in again. Look, there's no more than 150,000 Americans who are the relevant funders of campaigns. That's about 0.05% of America, about the same number of people as are named Lester in the United States. And what that does is it produces a world where Congress is responsive to the Lesters and they're not responsive to the rest of us. We've got to change that. And we can change that if we change the way elections are funded.
Where did you come up with the Lester metric?
My first name is Lester, too. So I just happened to know how many Lesters there were in the United States. The internet told me that. And then when I saw the number of relevant funders, it clicked. The United States is Lesterland. That's just the fundamental problem with the way we elect people in the United States.
This is not a hot-button issue for most Americans. Why should it be?
It's not a hot button issue because most Americans don't think there's anything you can do about it. But that produces this politics of resignation. People just kind of accept the status quo, even though they really radically would love to see a different status quo. But if you can give them a plan, a way to see how we could change the influence of money in politics, we think they'll rally to it.
What's the plan?
Well, right now in 2014, we're going to run in five races to demonstrate the thing that people in Washington don't believe, which is that Americans care about the corrupting influence of money in politics, and they want to do something about it. And when we run in those five races and move the dial and win in as many as we can, that will create this recognition that leads us into 2016, when we want to run many, many more races to win a Congress in 2016 committed to fundamental reform in the way elections are funded. And one of the things I think this astonishing goal of raising $5 million in a month did was to give people the sense that there was something we could do, and 50,000 people rallied to doing it.
Well, $5 million in a month is a quixotic undertaking and a triumph to have pulled off. And now you have actually $12 million in the bank with the matching funds and some other stuff that's coming over the transom. But $12 million for a super PAC, in the scheme of things, not that big a sum.
You're right. It's not that big a sum if what we were doing this year was trying to take on every single race where we'd have to win to get a majority in Congress committed to fundamental reform. But this year is not about that. This year is about a pilot in just five races. And so, you know, we're going to have more than $2 million in each of those five races, which is a lot of money. And we think that will be enough to rally people in those districts to this cause.
What kind of legislation are you envisioning that can support the delesterization of the process?
Republicans pushed the idea of vouchers that they would give out to every voter to support the idea of voters using those vouchers to give to candidates who raise their funds in small dollar chunks only. Democrats like John Sarbanes have a bill called the Government by the People Act that would match small dollar contributions so that candidates can afford to run winning campaigns taking small contributions only. That change would make them responsive to a wider swath of Americans as opposed to the current system where they're obsessively responsive to the lefters.
Citizens United, the Supreme Court case that ruled that money is essentially, for political purposes, speech, undermined almost all existing campaign finance legislation. How to get around the immovable obstacle that is Citizens United?
The only way to change Citizens United would be to amend the Constitution. You know, look, I'm not actually convinced that we have to worry about Citizens United if we lived in a world where elections were funded by all of us as opposed to the tiniest fraction of the 1% of us. We might have to. Let's see. But the point is, we can make this first step, this first change, without worrying about that problem. And that's the objective of the May Day PAC. Elect a Congress that will bring about that reform so that we can get a Congress responsive to all of us, not just to the Lesters.
Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lester Lawrence Lessig is the founder of May Day PAC and a law professor at Harvard Law School.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.